Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Good afternoon this Thursday to The Steve Jones Show. An update from the World Cup. The USA loses the battle with Germany, but wins the war. A 1-0 defeat to the German team. However, because of things like goal differential and things like that, the USA going to what is called the knockout round, or the round of 16.
Bob.
Yes.
This is about as hollow as it gets in sports.
I know.
But, I mean, seriously.
Yeah, you.
I mean,
you lose.
They lost.
Yeah.
I mean, they not only did they lose, they didn't play well at all.
Not till about the 93rd minute when they actually had finally a good shot on the German goal. But
they
other than that,
officially, we had no shots on goal.
Ouch. Well, we took
four shots in the game. Okay, we took four.
Yeah. Yeah, this is why I think soccer is just the overwhelming favorite of fans from Maine to California and Florida to Washington State and everywhere in between. That scintillating 1-0 loss, you know, had everybody on the edge of their seats.
I mean, it's hollow. I said the other day that if they made it to the knockout round, everything else would be gravy. Okay, they're in the knockout round. So whatever they get is going to be gravy out of this thing. I got it.
All true.
But, I mean, I'm looking around. Why do you think the NFL, the NBA, they have overtime? The NHL has overtime and a shootout. Baseball has extra innings. Hey, tennis has a tiebreaker. Why?
Oh, why?
Because people can't stand when it ends in a tie. Okay? And so, you know, day for the United States. Ronaldo. All right? Let's give him a parade. He scored in the 90th minute or 80th minute or whatever it was to get Portugal the win and get us in.
Yes.
So, our MVP is Ronaldo.
Yeah. Who's, last time I checked, is not from any of the contiguous 48 states.
Bob.
I know.
It's a technicality.
Yes.
It's a technicality, all right?
Yeah.
We deal in technicalities here. Now, by the way, coming up on today's show.
Yes.
Doug Gottlieb from CBS Sports. We'll have him on at 4:06 to talk about tonight's NBA draft.
Apparently, they have tiebreakers in the NBA, apparently.
Yes, they do.
So
lots of tiebreakers.
Yeah, and so we don't have to worry about those, you know, awesome 1-1 ties that go on quite frequently in the world of soccer. Although
honest to goodness, I thought the United States was playing on a mountain today.
Yeah.
All right. Whereas, like, the field was like, okay, we can't get out of here. It's uphill.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
I think they were packing it in around the goal to keep that goal differential down. If they're going to lose 1-0. I know, Steve.
We have not won a match in 11 days.
But other than that, we're playing quite well.
Right? Here's the thing. Hey, I don't mean to put it into perspective for you.
Yeah.
But if any other sport you haven't won in 11 days, you don't feel good about it.
You know what I was thinking? Let's just say it's World Series time. Let's just say we're at Citizens Bank Park. The Phillies are in the World Series against, say, the Yankees. And you get to the bottom of the ninth inning, and it's tied. And then Everybody goes home. Do you think the Philadelphia fans would leave the stadium? They would be screaming and not nice things about the Major League Baseball rule makers. It just wouldn't happen. You got to have a winner. You got to have a loser.
This is bizarre to the point of what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I understand the win draw thing. Okay, I got it. But I mean, we should feel good that they advanced. I think that's great they advanced.
Mm-hmm.
But the way this is played out, the end of the Portugal match, this entire match, you walk away like, yeah, we advanced. It feels hollow.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like, look, the way you, in sports where you feel good is that you win your, oh my goodness, we won our way in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Los Angeles Kings 2 years ago may have been the eighth seed,
mm-hmm.
but they won so many games down the stretch to get to be the eighth seed, and then they just kept on going in the playoffs. At least they won their way in, got some momentum. Here, you give up a goal late, 4 seconds to go, you end up tied with Portugal. You don't really feel great about that result because you've really... The United States played really well on Sunday. They played lousy the first 10 minutes. Then they played really well the last 83 and a half minutes.
Yes. About
really, really well.
The last 20
and then
seconds.
Then they gave up the goal. And Ronaldo made a great cross, but we played it all wrong and whatever. But Ronaldo still made a great play. All right, now you play today. I mean, we were terrible. I mean, Tim Howard, by the way, was very, very good, the United States goalkeeper.
Yes.
So let's give credit where credit is due to his performance. But you don't feel good about what you watched today. You're like, you felt overwhelmed and completely overmatched.
Yeah, and when your goalie's your best player, that's not usually a good sign in hockey and or soccer. Because it means the other team is peppering him with shots, is what it really means.
It's just...
By the way, I don't know if you saw this, Steve, or heard this, but the Uruguayan player... Suarez. Yes,
Suarez.
He's been banned, but actually the late breaking news, he's been traded by Uruguay to Transylvania.
I wish they traded him to the U.S. because it would give somebody a goal scorer.
Yeah.
Now, Jozy Altidore, by the way, who is a goal scorer.
Yes, he is.
Right, is probably going to play Tuesday.
Apparently he had bruised hamstring or something.
Hamstring, yeah.
Yeah, and...
Yeah, painful.
Ooh, ouch. Yes, it is. We needed, obviously, some offense today. Didn't have it. Getting Altidore back could really help at that end of at the other end of the field where you want to keep playing.
But again, nothing out of the midfield. I mean, nothing. And they're the ones that, where you're supposed to get a change of possession, get a little transition, get something going. We got nothing going today.
Yeah.
You mentioned the great chance at the end, and it was a great chance at the end. There's no question. To get something there.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, the whole thing felt hollow. I mean, you felt like they needed pickaxes, right, and rope because they were going up a mountain.
Yeah, they, I was told this, and I heard it announced over when the game was being played. They had like about 3 or 4 inches of rain down there.
And you just
wonder how much that slows down everybody, but it didn't slow down the Germans that much. But
Deutschland looked like they had no problem.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering whether there was any impact of that because, as you know, in horse racing they have horses that are called mutters for a reason. They run well when it's wet. As opposed to the regular horses.
Now let me give the U.S. a break on this part here. A quick explanation. Germany had one extra day.
Yes.
Okay, in terms of rest. And the United States and Germany played in cooler conditions, by the way, in their matchup against Ghana. Cooler conditions. The United States had one fewer day to get ready, and they played in a rainforest with 86-degree heat, humidity hovering near 95-96%.
Yeah.
And that does takes a lot out of you, and remember that factor here, because that actually, I think, is a factor. The fact they get to come back on Tuesday is good.
And Steve, we got to remember this as well. down in the southern hemisphere right now, it's the dead of winter. And where they played, it was still 86 degrees with about 120% humidity. And it's winter time down there.
So. Right, winter time, yeah.
So, yeah, I think there's a whole... I know that the USA soccer team has a whole group of people that are, I call them the team hydrologists, used to be known as the water boys, but they do monitor that very closely, and what we call electrolytes and potassium content and all those kinds of things, that, as I'm sure Penn State does as well when they play football in humid weather. You have to watch those conditions, but being able to watch them and actually still put the starch back into a bunch of players who have just played in those really tropical conditions.
I mean, tropical conditions, high humidity, high heat. They had the first ever water break when they took on Portugal.
Yeah,
it made a difference. Now they play today. So they have one fewer day. They played in awful conditions the other day for anybody to play with, as opposed to the fact that Germany had an extra day and also played in actually ideal conditions in their previous one. Still, the way it played out, my goodness.
But, you know, Steve, let's put this into a little bit of perspective. And by that, I mean, who's going to the round of 16 and who's not? And, you know, there's something to be said. You know, they say America is the home of basketball, and basketball is a truly American sport, and that's why we dominate at every level around in international competitions when it's our best against anybody else's best, because it's our longstanding tradition of American basketball going back almost 100 years now. Well, England ain't going to be in the round of 16. Italy, which has won more than a couple World Cups in their day and a great soccer mad country, and I think they won just a few years ago. And guess what?
They're on the bus heading to the airport. Spain's the defending champion.
Yeah, and but Italy is, you know, they've been there at the top level in the semifinals and finals, and you know, they're going home. They're on the bus out to the airport right now because they're going. And yet the USA, which has not had a lengthy soccer tradition to be even charitable, we're still in it. So are some other teams like Costa Rica, Mexico, Uruguay, etc. So fascinating how there's a shift in the powers of soccer. And, you know, England, you would think, should always be there because of the Premier League. They don't have another sport that they really, other than cricket, where they actually dominate in any sense of the word. And all their motivations for their youth is around soccer, and yet they're on the bus.
I mean, look, I give the U.S. credit. They were in a very tough draw, Portugal, Ghana, and that goes, obviously, without saying, they called it the group of death. Well, they survived it.
Yeah, and two of those four teams in that group were in the top five in the world. And, you know, we had Portugal on the ropes, and we played Germany. You know, it was 1-0. They didn't run the score up. And that was a legitimate 1-0. I mean, we deprived them of quite a few opportunities. So 1-0 and with a chance almost tied at the end against one of the top teams in the entire world. Not bad for the USA.
No, the USA's advanced. I mean, so that's the good part. It's just you walk out of there and you say, you just...
Yeah.
You don't feel like you're charging into the next round.
No. Old momentum has got to be...
Right. Yeah. I mean, you advanced and you didn't play well.
No.
Okay. It's not like, you know, we often say, hey, look, but it's a win, right? Team doesn't play well, but it's a win. A win is a win is a win is a win. Well, you didn't play well and you didn't win.
Yeah. 0-2.
Right. That's not exactly a ringing endorsement. But... We'll see. I mean, once you get to the knockout round, literally anything happens. They can come right back on Tuesday, put together a brilliant performance, and guess what? We're singing a different song on Wednesday.
We sure are.
Yeah. So, all right. We head to the bottom of the hour in news on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Doug Gottlieb from CBS Sports at 4:06 today.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And a pleasant good afternoon to each and every one of you. Phone line open at 800-795-9565. I'm thrilled that U.S. soccer advanced. I think that's great. It's just how it's happened is not exactly uplifting.
Now, Steve, I understand that tomorrow you're going to make a guest appearance on the mark.
Yes, I am.
I kept the receipt form for you today.
I don't know what time.
Somewhere after 8:30, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Because that's kind of when it starts.
Well, Lawrence is going to have to tell me. I don't know what time. I know he wants to talk about it. I heard that you just knocked it out of the park today, so now the pressure's on me.
Well, it is, and I set the poll as low as I possibly could.
I'm sure the bar was set high, my man.
We talked a little bit about the Catherine Kane report on the Sandusky investigation. Talked a little bit, and this is good news for cell phone owners everywhere. U.S. Supreme Court decided that
you need
actually a search warrant before you can look into somebody's cell phone if you're arrested for something and you have a cell phone on you. So there was some stuff to talk about, but I think there's lots of stuff Mark has. I know he was busily preparing about after the show was over today for some things to ask you as you make the appearance.
Right, and I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. He just has to tell me what time,
and I'll leave him a note.
Yeah, I just need to know when. Other than that, no big deal.
Yeah, we know where.
Yeah, so it's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good. Just a couple little tiny details like when.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I have a day down. I just need to know the time.
Yeah. I agree.
So we'll
with you.
Take care of that. Kevin's back next week, by the way.
Is he really?
I don't know. Does anybody know?
No.
I mean, we haven't been flooded with where is he calls. I mean,
no.
You know,
we haven't. And have you been getting any text messages from him?
No. The only thing I needed, one thing from him, I emailed him. He emailed me back. That was about it.
So he is actually somewhere on the planet as we speak.
I don't know where he is. I mean, really, nobody knows. All I know is that he's scheduled to be back next week.
You know, we've got Kyle here running the board who does an outstanding job.
Wow. Kyle has just been an absolute winner. And Dave in Sunbury is with us. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Bob.
Hey there, Dave.
How much do you miss Kevin, Dave?
What, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Sure, if that's a scale you want to use, sure.
About a 3.
Okay, we won't put that into the public file. What's on your mind today?
Well, I watched the soccer game, too. But you know what I thought about it? You're running between the 20s and 20s and missing field goals.
Yeah. Well,
The way they set that up, Germany set that up the kick off of that rebound, that was outstanding.
Yeah. Right.
You know, the defender, he I don't know what you do to block the first one, let alone the second one.
I mean,
but
look,
that
Germany
defense
was
it was pitiful.
Well, what, the U.S. defense? I'll say, gave up one goal. They only gave up one goal. I think it's more the ability of the United States to get in transition and move it and put them on their heels.
Personally, Steve, you know, I never really played the game, but it looked like three or four of those guys were out of sync because there was a couple of different times that Dempsey was wide open and nobody looked like they were willing to even try to get in the ball.
Right.
You know,
well,
so,
Germany gets credit for that. I think, though, there's one other part of this, and I mentioned this before the break. We do have to remember that the United States
just turned it on.
Had one fewer day to prepare.
Yeah,
and okay, and it played in tropical rainforest conditions the other day of 86 degree heat, tremendously high humidity, which takes a lot out of you. Germany, conversely, played in much cooler conditions and had an extra day. And I wonder if that played a role as to how sharp Germany was, and they're a really good side to begin with, versus how sharp the United States was today.
Well, I heard a couple different people making comments about that. It says you could see their legs, the second half especially, as the game was wearing on, was slowly deteriorating. So,
yeah.
You know,
Geis was still fighting with all they could, but...
Yeah, there's just not enough in the tank, I don't think.
Right.
Well, you know, there's another factor as well that comes into play in this very unique match, in that the American coach is a German soccer player, German soccer coach who's come over here and taken charge of the national team. But I would, and his assistant coach is now the German national coach. So I have a feeling they know our tactics. They know thinking.
They know roughly how the coach is going to coach.
And although soccer is not a coach's game like the NFL is, there's still things that go on in soccer in terms of what they call set pieces and in terms of overall game strategy. And I think the Germans had a good handle on our strategy and our tactics.
Did. Well, Steve also agree, said about that guy, with him being out. Right.
Josie Altidore. Josie Altidore.
Yeah.
And they really
made a major difference.
I think it's made a difference. He should be able, Josie Altidore should be able to play Tuesday against, it's either Belgium or Argentina. So,
well, I think Belgium's top, so it's Argentina, I think it is.
I think as I understand it, and I got this from the guru of soccer here at Sunbury Broadcasting, Sean Carey. Sean thinks it's a 70% chance it'll be Belgium, which is great for beer drinkers worldwide because.
What we're going to do is
come up with a series of derogatory Flemish phrases between now.
Yes, and we can. And if you can work in the word Walloon into it. Which is an obscure reference to Belgium as well. That would all help.
Okay, well, I'll hang up and listen.
The Flying Walloons.
All right, thanks
a lot, Barry.
Yeah, just go online, Dave, and find out derogatory Flemish phrases. All right.
We can chant them as we watch the game.
That's right. Could chant as we watch. You know, I mean, with the and feel like we're doing something.
Now, one of the things that was reported today that I think, in one sense, Steve, bodes well for where American soccer goes from 2014. It was estimated that the American fans, true Americans, not people that Americans living in Brazil, but people who traveled to the Southern Hemisphere, outnumbered the German fans like 3-1, and German fans travel to support their squad.
Well, let's face it; it's a little easier, I think, for American fans to get there. I mean, I'm sure that plays into it, but I give the American fans a lot of credit for being there. And let's see what happens in the knockout round. I think once you get there, it's all gravy. You need 4 wins now, and now you see what can happen. I think getting to the knockout round is a huge accomplishment. I'm happy for him. I think that's great. The NBA draft is coming up tonight.
Is that right? Is there something else happening?
Yeah, so we're going to talk to Doug Gottlieb of CBS Sports coming up in the next half hour.
And he's a guy that knows his draft.
He knows his college basketball. A lot of respect for Doug. Doug's very outspoken. I mean, he doesn't mess around with what he says. He played the game. He announces the game.
Where did he? Where is he headquartered now at CBS Sports? Is he in New York City or Chicago?
No, I think Doug. Yeah, you know what? I think Doug is right now in New York. Yeah, he's headquartered in New York right now. Yeah, he's an old Oklahoma State guy.
Oh, okay, a Cowboy.
Yep.
And, he was a
point guard at Oklahoma State, so.
Who did he play? I'm trying to think who he played for then. Wouldn't have been Hank Iba. That goes back too far, obviously.
Yeah, he would have played probably for Eddie Sutton, maybe.
I was thinking it was Eddie Sutton. I saw Oklahoma State with Eddie Sutton up in Albany. They lost, I think, that year to Syracuse. And Syracuse went on. There's a guy that by the name of Carmelo that was on that team that beat Oklahoma State. He was a freshman. Cause
Jerry McNamara?
Yeah, he number three from Scranton, PA.
Scranton zone.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so Oklahoma State, people don't know about this, but it is one of the true great athletic universities with an incredible athletic tradition with in basketball and wrestling.
Oh, no question. They've come on lately with Mike Gundy as the head coach in football.
Mm-hmm.
Played better of late. They've been actually pretty good of late at Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
But they have a great wrestling and a great basketball tradition, a very good baseball tradition, too.
You know, I mean, and when I say tradition, I'm talking back in the 1920s and 30s and 40s, Oklahoma State under a guy named Hank Iba, who coached the U.S. Olympic team for quadrennially time and time again. You know, they were fighting the Kansases of the Wilt Chamberlain era in that in that time frame. So it is a proud school. And so
I think they were Oklahoma A&M back then.
You know what? They were. That's, you got it. They were Oklahoma A&M. Agriculture and mining, I think.
Yeah. So he'll be joining us in about 15 minutes or so from now. We'll be talking to him about this. He was with ESPN for a long time, and now he's with CBS Sports, and you know, and his he didn't really have much of a pro basketball career.
Well, neither did I, but that hasn't held me back.
No. No, but he was a really good point guard, and so
he was one of those guys that had a lot of basketball smarts. I think that was his reputation when he played in college. Right. I've heard somebody describe that he was a heady player. He knew the game and knew how to do it, and he could keep up with more athletic talent because of his ability to understand the game and play it well.
Right, and that's what he does. I mean, he's. Yeah. He's on CBS Sports now. He's done well. He's got a nice broadcasting career. He's got a nice family. His wife, three children, the whole deal. And
when did he come over from the dark side and get to CBS Sports? Wasn't it just recently?
Yeah, it was a little more than a year ago, I think.
And did he do it? You know, and we all know CBS does the NCAA March Madness. Was he doing the? I can't remember if he was in the studio. Yeah, he was the studio guy for Jim Nance and Company.
Guy, right, which is a good spot for him to be in because it allowed him to comment on all games across the board. So I think he's been with CBS now. I think for almost 2 years now. I think, and he's a good solid pickup. I think, and he was a solid pickup for us to talk about the NBA draft, which is coming up tonight. Cleveland has the first pick, then Milwaukee, then Philadelphia. There's a lot of talk that Philadelphia wants to take the third overall pick, the 10th pick, and Thaddeus Young, with the idea they can package it, send it to Cleveland, and get the first pick, because the Sixers really want Andrew Wiggins. Now, if you are Cleveland, and say, for example, Joel Embiid is still the guy you want, even though he has a broken foot and he just had surgery and he's had a back problem and so forth, in terms of being the single most talented guy in the draft, he is that. If Cleveland thought that that's the guy they're going to pick anyway, then I would make that deal in a heartbeat because guess what? Embiid is going to be available at 3 based on that trade.
So it's kind of what the proverbial win-win situation for both teams.
Well, that's if he were. Yeah. Now, if their number one guy is Andrew Wiggins in Cleveland, then they're not making
trade.
Yeah. Right? They're not making that trade if Wiggins is their first pick. Now, Jabari Parker's there. Parker had a lousy workout with Cleveland. A lot of people think he tanked the workout.
Gee, do you think that really goes on with somebody who really doesn't want to play for, say, Cleveland? Yeah,
NBA.
Maybe.
Yes. I mean, it's like, okay.
Yeah, and Eddie Sutton, by the way, I just looked it up. Eddie Sutton was his coach at Oklahoma State.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
All right, let's go through this grouping for you. All right. U.S. alive despite loss to Germany. Ronaldo nets winner, but Portugal out. FIFA bans Suarez 9 matches. Tiger rusty after surgical layoff.
Mm-hmm.
Denver Nuggets acquire Aaron Aflalo. Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews seek NHL high $12 million. Rafael Nadal avenges shocking 2012 loss at Wimbledon. Toronto Raptors in hunt for Memphis's 22nd overall pick. Big three meet. Heat targeting Napier in draft. Mavericks acquire Tyson Chandler and Raymond Felton from Knicks. Okay. So you have soccer, golf, NBA, NHL, tennis, NBA. What's not there on the ESPN list?
The Pittsburgh Pirates and the rest of Major League Baseball, among other things.
I mean, this is the second time in 3 days we've done this, guys, at this particular time. And now ESPN does a lot of research, and it's not like they don't carry games, because they do. They have a Monday night game and a Wednesday night game, and, of course, they have the Sunday night game of the week. Now, allegedly, they do research, and according to their research, baseball doesn't move the needle. Now, I'm just telling you what their research says. I'm not saying... And by the way, tomorrow we're going to have Stephen Gross on from the Allentown Morning Call. Tomorrow we'll have him on. He is the Philadelphia Phillies beat writer for the Allentown Morning Call. We're going to talk about the Phillies tomorrow. Josh Yowie is going to join us tomorrow from the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. Josh is going to talk about the Penguins' new coach, Mike Johnston, and also about the NHL draft, which is tomorrow night in Philadelphia. And we're going to have Doug Gottlieb on in just a few moments.
You know, the question I had, Steve, on the Pittsburgh Penguins, they got rid of the general manager first, and then they got rid of the head coach second. And then they appointed the general manager, and now they've just announced yesterday Mike Johnson coming on, who's never been an NFL or an NHL head coach. And then they got to do the draft. What the heck? You know, how are they possibly prepared?
Well, Jim Rutherford knows. I mean, he's the GM.
Yeah, okay.
And the NHL draft is different than the NFL or NBA draft. It is very much an in-the-future draft. In fact, the single most important part of the NHL draft actually will be the trades that are made. It really has been almost the unofficial trade deadline, because you have everybody together at once and they talk. So it's more the trades that can happen. The players that are drafted in the NHL, the vast majority of them will not be playing in the NHL next season. Almost all of them won't be playing in the NHL next season, as opposed to watching the NBA and NFL drafts, where there's a more immediate impact.
Sort of like Major League Baseball drafts as well, then.
Sure, exactly. Yeah, exactly right, Bob. It's a good analogy. Doug Gottlieb, next half hour to talk about tonight's NBA draft.
Excellent.
We'll talk to the CBS basketball analyst and former Oklahoma State point guard, in about 6.5 minutes. When it's done, you should have a much better handle on what could happen tonight at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Gear, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.